USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed a bill forcing the Director of National Intelligence to declassify information related to the origins of the coronavirus. The passage coming on the same day that President Biden ordered intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to uncover information regarding the origins of the virus. The Senate's bill gives the Office of the DNI 90 days to declassify all information relating to potential links between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origin of COVID-19 and deliver an unclassified report to Congress. And Pacific Gas and Electric has reached a settlement with 10 communities in 3 Northern California counties over damages caused by a 2019 wildfire. The October 2019 Kincade fire that burned about 78,000 acres and destroyed nearly 400 structures was determined to have been caused by PG&E power lines in the area. The $43 million settlement will be divided between the 10 municipalities. The company still faces 33 criminal charges in connection with the fire. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Republican senators say they're not happy about all the spending going on. Tim Berg has more.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats have already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. On Thursday, Republicans in the Senate are expected to introduce their infrastructure plan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Royal Caribbean says it's received approval to run simulated cruises next month, the first step in returning to sea. The company says it's received CDC approval to run the cruise in late June to test out COVID-19 precautions, with around 1,000 volunteers on board. If all goes well, full cruises are expected to resume in August or September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Members of the House Border Security Caucus visited the southern border earlier this week as the number of illegal migrants entering the country continues to rise. The White House is also asking for more funding to deal with the crisis as part of its fiscal year 2022 budget request. The administration will ask for more than $1 billion for border infrastructure improvements and to strengthen security at ports of entry. Representative Jim Hagedorn is a member of the House Border Security Caucus and says that one thing the administration needs to do is let Immigration and Customs Enforcement do their job. The Minnesota Republican tells Newsmax TV that there are more than 1 million illegal immigrants with deportation orders that ICE cannot currently go after.
The detention facilities that ICE used to have that were filled in many states, including like in my district in Minnesota, are almost empty. When Biden put out pretty much the moratorium on deportations, it was a travesty. Look, there are people in the United States that aren't supposed to be here. A federal judge in more than 1 million instances has ruled that people need to be deported. That's 1 million folks that are roaming around with a deportation order. ICE needs to be able to do its job. But President Biden and the Democrats, they don't want that to happen.
And Mickey Callaway has been suspended by Major League Baseball and fired by the Los Angeles Angels after an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. In a statement, MLB said that Callaway violated the league's policies and will be placed on its ineligibility list. The Angels later announced they were letting Callaway go from his position as pitching coach. 5 women accused Callaway of inappropriate behavior during his time with the Angels, Cleveland Indians, and New York Mets. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.